May the blessing of the Most High God be with each of you, and may His mercy accompany you every instant of your lives. We are going to glorify the Lord. We are going to honor our God with today's reflection titled, Seek the Lord and His Strength, Seek His Face Evermore. Since in previous prophecies, the Holy Spirit was telling us through our sister Mary Luisa, believe in my thanks, seek my face. Pray, seek my face in prayer, praise my name. And in the book of the Psalms, which are spiritual songs that God or the Spirit of God would place upon the mouths of the singers of Israel or upon the mouth of King David, songs that are prophecies alluding to our Lord Jesus Christ, wherein He speaks on His own accord on behalf of His church. In various times, the Lord says this expression. For example, the Lord Jesus Christ, in one of them, praying to the Father, cried out to the Father, saying, How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? Moreover, he knew that the Lord is righteous and that He loves righteousness, and that the upright beholds His countenance. Always, time and time again, the Lord confirmed this teaching given by the Holy Spirit. Also, there's another psalm where He said, Do not hide your face from me in the day of my trouble. And we, starting from the first moment where we witness that we are before the presence of a living God, the God of power who manifests Himself, who gives us joy, who gives us peace, we begin to seek the face of the Lord. But we do not seek Him physically, for He is a God who is spirit. He is invisible. We know, therefore, we will not find Him face to face, physically, no, but that we will feel God. And we have witnessed it, and we have been witnesses of His manifestation because He speaks to us through visions, through dreams, through prophecy. He comes to our hearts to dwell. He gives us peace. He gives us joy. He has transformed our existence. He has delivered us of curses and witchcraft and sorcery. He has changed us. And so we can change this expression. We begin to seek the face of the Lord by we begin to seek God. This means to seek the face of the Lord, to seek God, to have God in us and with us. And we know that we have a living and powerful God. We know we are living with the Lord. We do not see Him with our physical eyes, but we are with the Lord because we feel Him. We can say, look at the change God has cost in me, glory to the Lord. And we want to enjoy His manifestation, the spiritual experiences. We want to feel His presence. That means to seek the face of the Lord or to seek God, which is to call on His name or to call on God or to follow the path of God, to seek Him in prayer. Know that He at least listens to us. To seek the face of the Lord is a way of saying, I am seeking God. And for us to be able to understand it further, what it means to seek the face of the Lord, the book of the Psalms, chapter number 11, verse number 7 states, For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. His countenance beholds the upright, or the upright beholds His countenance. And it is a different way of looking at it, of understanding this beautiful expression. It states, His countenance beholds the upright, or the upright beholds His countenance, or better yet, he will know God. Though this applies to he who is upright, whoever is not upright, God will turn away from him. He will go away from him and will not know him. And so I reiterate, looking at God is not with the physical eyes, but witnessing His manifestation. As it happened to Job, who said, Now my eyes see you. But Job did not see God physically speaking, but rather the Lord was manifesting Himself to him, speaking to him through a whirlwind. And Job listened to the voice of the Lord. Also, in verse number 4 of this chapter 11 of the book of Psalms states, The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids test the sons of men. What then is the temple? The church of the Lord. The heart of the believer. the hearts of each of us. And it states, His eyes behold, His eyelids test the sons of men. And because God sees us, and because God tests us, verse 7 states, then the upright man will behold his countenance, just as the book of Matthew states, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The expression, they shall see God there, means they will see his countenance, meaning that person has a pure heart. He is upright, and as a consequence, he will be with God. God will then protect him. God will hear him. God is going to guide him. God is going to point him in the right direction. God will bless him materially speaking, spiritually speaking. God will be with him. God will protect him. He will live this beautiful experience of beholding the countenance of the Lord, or seeing the face of the Lord, just as we've been explaining. Not physically. He will see his majesty, his mercy, his power, his greatness. Hallelujah. Glory to our God. Verse number 7 states, the Lord is righteous and he loves righteousness. What is it to be righteous and love righteousness? Being righteous or following righteousness is not sinning, because when you sin, you are displeasing God. You are harming your neighbor. When you sin, we are not doing what is good. We are not doing what is right. We are not being righteous. We are not being merciful. We are not being kind. There we would be sinning and displeasing God. Whereas whoever does not sin is someone we can say is righteous, or someone who follows righteousness. Not to sin is to follow righteousness. Means no adultery, no stealing, no theft, no cursing, no committing fornication, not harboring hatred or revenge or envy or malice or hating people. Not to wish harm or to others, or lying to people, not to deceive anyone. That is called being righteous. And in doing so, we would be following righteousness. For that reason, the scripture states, the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness, meaning he loves all those who turn away from sin. He loves the man who is upright and the woman who is upright, the man and the woman who are righteous, the man or the woman who follow righteousness. And therefore, the upright man or the upright woman will look or behold his countenance. Blessed is the name of our Lord. How else can we see the face of the Lord? Through the miracles, through the wondrous deeds, the signs, his manifestation, through his support, through his material prosperity, spiritual prosperity, through all those things God does. How beautiful is it that he protects us, that he comes to our defense, that he keeps us, that he defends us. Glory to the Lord. And so, that man, that righteous woman, upright man who follows righteousness, they will see, they will behold the face of the Lord. Blessed is the name of our Heavenly Father. But also, for us to say that we are following righteousness, we must search everything. For someone might say, I no longer become intoxicated, I haven't stolen, I haven't killed anyone. But what dwells in our hearts? Is there envy? What dwells in our hearts? For us to cleanse them. Because there are things that harm us, secret sins that harm us, that do us harm. And for that reason, God is not able to manifest himself in our lives, and we will not therefore see the countenance of the Lord or the face of the Lord. I repeat, not physically, but in his manifestation, in his glory, we will not be able to see the face of the Lord, because our heart will be filled with sin. It may be filled or in all those things that are unrighteous, and it can be void of God. May God keep us from this. May God help us and have mercy on us. Then in chapter 24 of this same book of the Psalms, then this teaching is supplemented with verse 3 by stating, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? The Lord Jesus Christ formed his temple, his tabernacle, states that the Lord Jesus Christ built a spiritual tabernacle for God so that God would dwell in it. And that tabernacle is the heart of men and women who have converted to God, those who aspire to become children of God, those of us who are striving to comply with the commandments of the Lord. And so there is a question that arises, who will be in that holy place? And then verse 4, likewise, we find the answer, he who has clean hands and a pure heart. When he says clean hands, it is referring to someone who must be righteous, blameless. And it doesn't only mean that he's not going to hurt someone with his hands, taking someone's life, for example, or steal from someone. No, it isn't just talking about clean hands. He is also talking about the whole being. He is talking about the totality of a person and everything, his thoughts, his desires, his way of speaking, whatever, what he's thinking, feeling, whether he's being sincere, whether he's being honest, whether he is lying, whether he is deceiving people, entirely clean, both his hands, his mouth, his heart. And a person who is clean of hands and pure in heart is someone who repented and does not sin before God. Someone who plots evil in his heart and in addition puts it into practice with his hands, thus staining his whole body, staining his heart, offending God, then that person cannot be in the hill of the Lord, cannot be in his holy place where God dwells. He cannot see God. The scripture says in this verse, he who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, meaning whoever hasn't become an idolater, whoever doesn't put into practice pagan customs, following idols, idols who have eyes but do not see, ears but do not hear, mouth but do not speak, or those who put into practice beliefs in pagan customs, those are idle, because it refers to vain things, everything that relates to idolatry, beliefs, witchcraft, sorcery, superstition, good luck charms, and so on. All those things are called vain things in life. And there are men and women who lift up their hearts to those things, forgetting God, forgetting that God exists in spirit and truth, and that we ought to praise Him also in spirit and truth. Seek Him in spirit and truth. And so those people cannot go into the holy hill of the Lord, cannot ascend into the hill of the Lord, into His holy place. They cannot see God, His manifestation. They cannot see the face of the Lord. Therefore, as we comply with these requirements, having clean hands, having a pure heart, not lifting up your soul to an idol, then that is a person who is apt to be in the holy hill, to be in the place of the holiness of God, or apt to belong to the church of the Lord. What will happen with that person, with that man and that woman? Verse number 5. What we expect and desire so much, that man or woman, they shall receive blessing from the Lord, verse 5 states, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. The Lord will begin to grant us the deepest desires of our beings and our hearts according to his will. The Lord will then begin to fulfill His promises, our longings, our blessings. We will see His manifestation. We will see the miracles. We will see the spiritual blessings in our lives. Baptism with the Holy Spirit, visions, revelations. We will see His support. We will see the miracles. We will see the wonders. We will see spiritual growth. We will see His power. All the more, those things that are added, material things, material prosperity in each of the spheres of our lives, praised is the name of our God. Verse 6 concludes, this is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God. This is the generation of those who seek God, those who are not committing sin, those whose hearts are pure, whose hands are clean, those who are not following beliefs, those who only believe in a true God who speaks, who is spirit, and who call on them and pray to him at any place, who praise him and seek him, and God is there attentive to manifest himself with his power. Because in addition to that, that man, that woman does not sin. They do not offend God. They do not do anything evil. They do not do anything against their neighbor that will offend him, and they please God in everything. Those are the people who are apt to live with God, to be in the hill of the Lord, to be in the holy place dwelling with the Lord. They are the ones who seek the face of our God. Thank God. We are a generation who seeks the only God who lives eternally and forever. Our God who manifests himself to us, the God who has no beginning, who has no end. But we must always seek him. Just as also Psalm 105 teaches us, saying, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. It means that we must always strive to be obedient to God in everything by reading the Bible constantly, so that every day we get to know more and more about the will of the Lord, and so we may be able to attain that cleanliness of heart, that cleanliness of hands, the uprightness, the righteousness, and perfection. It means that every day we must seek him in perfection, so that we may acknowledge whatever evil we have done in our lives, and that ask him to cleanse us of every evil deed. Every day it means that we must strive to change. It means that every day we must seek him in praising, so the Holy Spirit will deliver us and flood us with his presence. It means that we should always seek God, so that in that way, when we call on him, whenever we need his help, we may see his power, his miracles, his wonders, the answers to our prayers, answers to the deepest requests from our hearts. Let us be filled with the Holy Spirit, with his spiritual gifts, with his support, with his grace, with his power. And so let us seek the face of the Lord. That is why the Holy Spirit said so through prophecy, seek God and his power. In prayer, in praising, in reading the Bible, seek always his face, for in him we will find all our blessings. May the glory and the honor be to our God. Let us pray to our God and Heavenly Father. Let us call on his mercy. Blessed Lord, Holy Father of Heaven, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, God who is alive and is powerful, we thank you, Lord, for you are the God of the Bible, the God who exists and reigns upon the whole universe and humanity and itself. Heavenly Father, at this moment we ask you, by appealing to your mercy, that you manifest yourself in this pandemic, that you may be glorified, O Lord, by giving us a definitive solution. Do it out of love for your church, out of love for your children, out of love for your teachings, out of love for your doctrine. We have great petitions, Lord, that we present before your presence, each of us, in every aspect of our being. And we ask you, Lord, that in your mercy you perform great works and deeds, wondrous works. May we be set free. May the chains be broken, the spiritual bonds, any impediment, witchcraft and sorcery. Allow us, Lord, through this reflection, to see your face in the support to this prayer, and in that you hear our prayers and our desires, and that you may glorify yourself with the heavenly power. Bless your beloved servant, our sister Maria Luisa, protector and a supporter every day more and more. Bless your church, O Lord, and glorify yourself with your heavenly power. We ask you all of this and say all of this to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May the blessed God and powerful God and mighty God be with you continuously. God bless you.